In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There are just a few times during the year when the celebration of a particular feast happens before the feast and after the feast. This one coming up on Wednesday is one of them. Aside from Nativity, we have the Sunday before Nativity, the Sunday after Nativity, the Sunday before Theophany, the Sunday after Theophany. And this week we have the Sunday before the exaltation of the cross, and then next week we will have the Sunday following the exaltation of the cross. So that sort of gives an idea as to the importance of the feast that is coming up, and also even for the gospel that is appointed to be read today, because you will have noticed it's relatively short, but it packs a powerful punch, because the church wants us to understand that when we're talking about the cross, there are so many things that could be said that really only a few things should be said. And that's why we get the brevity of today's gospel. Now, the cross is something, of course, that it's central to our lives as Christians, obviously. Every Wednesday and Friday of the year, we commemorate the cross. And so that's only really second to the resurrection that we celebrate constantly in the church. But the cross is very, very important. And we all know about bearing crosses. We hear that all the time. You must bear your cross, whatever that happens to be, whether something is imposed on you from above, for whatever reason it happens to be. Or, in many cases as well, crosses that we ourselves put on ourselves that would not necessarily have to be there. I heard something interesting this weekend from a Father Leo, who is a retired priest now serving in Louisiana, and he was telling me how he's a Vietnam vet. I think he was born in 1945, was telling me about some of the trials and tribulations he went through that time that were just horrendous. He was not in a good place. I mean, drugs and alcohol everywhere among the soldiers that were there, complete confusion. He said it was, if anything, was a demonic time, really, in the history of the nation, that was one of them. And so when he was speaking to me and I was saying, well, how did you escape all this? Because he said he was practically stoned the entire time he was over there. It was so difficult. And he said, well, I'll tell you, and this was before he became Orthodox, but it wasn't long after that. He said, one day I was sitting there and just being depressed. He said, I was not in a good place spiritually at all. And I was sitting there toking on a joint, and it was almost like I heard a voice. It wasn't audible, but it was so strong within me. And that voice said, you are welcome to do this. But if you keep doing it, you will never know me. And that made such an impression on him at that time. From that day forward, the drugs, alcohol, gone. He stopped completely. It reversed his life because he realized and felt like the Lord had told him that this was a cross you're imposing on yourself. This is something that you don't need to deal with. You're over here, you're in a war situation, there's enough trouble in the world as it stands. Why are you forcing things upon yourself to get in the way with your relationship with me? And I thought, that was very, very profound. Because often a lot of the difficulties that we have in our lives are from ourselves. I mean, if we're really honest about it. You know, there are some things we can't help. Okay, if your boss at work is a real cretin, and no offense to the people of Crete, I hope there's not in here. But if there's somebody like that and is just coming down on you so hard, there's not a lot you could do about that. If you have a physical ailment, an injury, something like that, you can't do a lot about it. If you have, you know, relatives that are giving you hassles for whatever reason, you can't always do something about it. But there are things that we put upon ourselves that we're doing that are just as injurious to ourselves spiritually as any of these other things. And we can do something about it. We can get rid of them. So the whole idea is to don't make your Christian walk in life more strewn with stones and rocks and pebbles in front of you than you need to. As you're walking along, you're going to encounter things along the road. There's a big rock there. I got to find a way to go around it. But so often it's like we're carrying a bag with the stones and just tossing them out in front of us as we go along. And that's something that we don't need to do. We need to avoid that completely. We need to take the crosses that God has allowed us to bear and bear them as best as we can. But don't cause difficulties for ourselves. St. Paul says in his epistle today, he says that the world is crucified to him. And I am crucified to the world. What's he mean by that? He's saying, I'm dead to the things of the world. I'm dead to the things that somehow are obstructing me from God. The world will present things to me that I've got to deal with one way or the other. And hopefully my faith, my prayer and supplication to God will allow me to do this, to become strong, to be able to overcome these obstacles. But in terms of the things that the world offers us, that so often are some of those crosses that we bear because we get it into our own minds that we need them so badly that life is just not complete without them, and that drives us crazy. That's not necessary. That's not needed. It's also very interesting, I find, this time of the year, because we've just celebrated the feast of the Nativity of the Mother of God, which is the first of the feast that we celebrate during the liturgical year. And as I told the folks who were here for the liturgy, that several saints have indicated, I think particularly St. John of Damascus says that this is the greatest of the feasts, he says, because this is the beginning of everything. This is not only our completion of the offering of humanity to God in the person of the Mother of God, but also to the fact that she herself is going to show us how to bear the cross. Because what she endured, the pain that she felt when her son was on the cross and she was there, was greater than anything any of us have ever felt before. And you'll know that St. Simeon himself, when they were bringing the Christ child to him, said, looked at her and said, "And a sword will pierce your heart." That's exactly what happened, because at the foot of the cross, she was so overwhelmed, not only by the loss of her dear son, but also by the loss of the Son of God that she knew had come to save the world at that point. She was there. She bore the cross. She understood better than any mother that ever has what loss was like. And are there any greater crosses to bear in life than loss? Probably not. Probably not. So this season of the church, it's so filled with so many object lessons for us, particularly now in September when we greet the church year and that we celebrate the exaltation of the cross, which would be brought up and pointed in four different directions to show the conquering of Christ in the world everywhere, who has destroyed the power of death, who can be the answer to any problem any of us might think that we ever had, if we will but reach out and embrace that cross. Sure, if there's some difficulties in your life, pray that they might go away. St. Paul did this three times for that thorn in his side, which we're not sure exactly what it was. But the Lord said what? My strength is sufficient for you. In other words, there are some things that we might have to bear in this life that are never going to go away. They're always going to be there. And we could either, woe is me, you know, what do I do now? Oh, you know, why me? Whereas the Lord looks down and says, well, why not you? Why not you? You're a human being, aren't you? You are suffering in the same human condition that the Lord has allowed for all of us to live in. But it's by the bearing of these crosses in the same way that the Lord bore His, going voluntarily to His death. The same way He did it, we are to do it as well. If anyone will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. The way of the cross is the way of death. The word that is so abused in this society of ours, the word that we want to avoid, try to get away from, but no. Death is one of the central themes of the entire Christian life. For by it comes new life. By it comes birth. By it comes all things good. And the Lord has shown us this when he took his cross and went to Golgotha. We must do the same. The Mother of God, the most perfect human being that has ever walked this planet, who was not also God, showed us too that if sorrows can afflict her soul, they're going to afflict ours as well. But yet, she put away that sorrow briefly, and then she ran to greet the Lord as he rose from the dead on that early Pascha morning so long ago, and as that is represented to us constantly in the life of the church. So we have to embrace these things, my brothers and sisters, and we all have them. We're all going to hit them along the way. I guarantee it. It's going to happen one way or the other to you, that it's going to be something severe and difficult, and you're going to wonder how you're ever going to go get through it. But with us, things that are not possible are possible with God. So let's remember that as we are interceding with the Mother of God to help lighten our load, because she also understands what it's like, and she's constantly interceding with her Son for all of us. Amen.